All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I guess that means Big Taco, right?
Yeah.
I even know that. All right, tips to saving yourself some money at fast food places. And here's another one for you. There's a place that Randy Wang turned me on to called Pizza Land.
Oh, yeah.
In the Valley. And whenever you order pizza, the guy says, do you have a coupon? And I always say, yeah. And then when I go to Pizza Land, I go in and I grab a coupon. Then I go out and then I come back in. I go, hey, I got a coupon.
They don't
also,
care.
In Domino's, I know that this works as well. You always have to say you have a coupon. And then when the guy gets there with your pizza, you go, oh, man, I don't know where it is. And if the guy, you know, stresses you for it, you go, all right, hold on one sec. I'll look for it. And spend about 20 minutes looking for it.
You know what I do? And they never catch on to this. I used to do this all the time with Pizza Hut. I'd call them and I'd say, what specials do you have right now? What, you know, what coupons? Well, with a coupon, you know, you get two medium pizzas for whatever. Then I put in my whole order and they say, all right. And then I'd say, oh, I have a coupon. And they never catch on. And then they don't care.
I think it's us that aren't, we're not catching on, you know?
Because once the guy gets to your door, he's already got the receipt. If you don't have the coupon, who cares?
Yeah, and he wants to move.
Exactly.
You know, he's being paid per pizza that he's delivering.
He's not going to call them and say, hey, boss, the guy doesn't have the coupon.
Yes.
We got to charge him more.
All right. Yeah, who's delivering your pizza? Zorro?
Exactly.
All right. Tips on how to save yourself some money when it comes to these fast food places. Everybody has a fast food addiction, whether you admit it or not. Let's talk to Ryan in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
All right. How you doing, man?
I know. Here's how you get free fast food anywhere for homeless people. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You go to anywhere that has homeless people hanging out outside, like McDonald's. You call the McDonald's and say you're a detective for the LAPD and that there's a lot of drugs going around, and you got two undercover detectives outside dressed as homeless people. And you say, bring them out some fries, some burgers, some Cokes. Don't say anything to them. Just leave it there. And don't say anything because they're undercover.
Right.
And in your car, and 5 minutes later, they come out with all this food. They lay it down for the homeless people, and they leave. And it's beautiful.
That actually works?
It works. Try it.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. All right. I'm not there yet, but if I ever get busted out at the track and my wife and daughter leave me because I got no dough, I might go for it. But as long as I got a couple bucks, I think I'm actually going to pay for me food. Let's talk to Mike in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, dude.
All right. So this works best when there's a pay window and then a pickup window.
Right. Two windows.
Yeah, two windows.
Right.
What you do is you wait for a few guys to order, and then you just drive right in front after they already paid. Now, the cashier is so busy, doesn't know what he's doing. He just gives you the food. It's like a grab bag. You get like a grab bag of goodies. You don't even know what they ordered.
Yeah, but how do you get in that lane? There's usually a curb there.
It works best when there's like pretty good distance between the two. There's usually no curb. You just drive straight up.
You know, I think the curb. Thank you very much. I get the idea. That's not trying to save a couple of bucks on McNuggets. That's, as Gina would say, punching a guy in the face and taking his food. I understand trying to save some money math-wise, but, that curb for fast food joints, it goes all the way around. I think that's to prevent, lunatics like our last caller who slides in line and then takes some free fast food. But I think also that curb in fast food joints is sort of like for, us handicapped guys who bowl. It's sort of like the gutter protectors that they put up so we can slide through like bumper cars, because everyone's usually either, buzzed or stoned when they're driving through. And it's something to keep you in shape there, keep you in order. All right, the different ways to save money in fast food, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. David in Winnetka, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a great way to get free pizza. The best pizza is free pizza.
Wow.
You call up the pizza, you order it, and then you let them know that you have a credit from a past pizza mishap delivery that's in the book. Nine times out of ten, they don't know what you're talking about. The kid behind the counter, you just say, well, the manager said it's going to be in the book. And then they just give you free pizza. It's worked in Northern California. It works down at Domino's. It works everywhere. I've been doing it for years.
How many times has it worked?
More than a dozen.
Wow, look at that, man.
In fact, with Roundtable Pizza back in the day, called the corporate offices up and asked them, told them that there was a problem at my local Roundtable, asked them if they had secret shoppers that went in. They ended up paying me and my friends to go there and have beer. We would just send them the receipts, and they'd reimburse us for the pizza.
Jesus Christ. Man, I tell you, you must be a millionaire by now with all the money you're saving.
I don't have to pay to eat.
All right, thanks, Dan. All right, take care.
All right, have a great one.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Everybody's got themselves a secret on how to save money with this fast food. Let's talk to Aaron in Atwater Village. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, all right,
great
Tim.
Show. Love your show.
Thanks, sir.
And I like the Weird Al bumper music. Excellent. A couple of tips. There's a Big Mac meal. Do you like Big Mac meals?
Yes, I do. Number one.
Yeah, me too. And they have the special they're running right now. This isn't long-term, but just right now. It's like an extra-large drink for 99 cents.
Right.
And the way they add those meals up is they charge you for the drink and then the fries, and then whatever's left is like the meal line item.
Right.
And so if you get the deal with the larger drink, it actually makes your whole meal like a lot cheaper. Because the medium drink that comes with it gets charged like $2.
Oh, I see. So the larger you order the drink right now because of the special, the cheaper your meal.
Exactly. It brings the full price of your meal way down.
Interesting,
that's,
dude.
That's one thing. And then let's see here. A way to kind of, one major way is just stick to the dollar menu and don't order drinks. I mean, you can eat for $2, especially when you think of how portions are so big in this country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people get fat because they eat too much. Not just the people think fast food's bad for you, but it's not the fast food, it's the portions. So if you just go in and you get like two little burgers or even one burger, like the big burger at Carl's Jr., it's like a 99 cent big burger, that's like a meal. That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, that's like you know, when I started, I've gone from two tacos at Jack in the Box. I've made the flip to four. I only order four now because I can handle it. And I don't think I can go back to two.
But you keep it under $2, I mean, come on, it's like nothing.
Yeah, no, I understand. Listen, I love the dollar menu, and you know, if you bring your own water or bring your own drink, you can eat like a king for $2.
Now, here's a weird tip.
I wouldn't call it a king, but you eat for $2.
Right. Well, here's a weird tip for like getting free food anytime, anywhere. There's a drive-through. Once you know, have you ever gone through a drive-through and they mess your order up? You get home and you realize you didn't get the right thing.
Right.
So you go back and you go, hey, you messed my order up, but they never check. Right, you're not going to like bring the receipt and prove it, or bring the old food.
Right,
you can even come back like a couple days later. So really, in theory, I think you could just eat at fast food for free forever in L.A. Just go in one place after the other, walk in, and say, "I went through the drive-thru 2 days ago,
right,
and you messed my order up. Give me, I actually ordered the meal, and you gave me something else, and we'll just give it to you."
You know, I saw a guy at a fast food place recently try to argue a receipt, and the guy stonewalled him. He said, "No, we got it right."
All right.
Yeah.
Don't bring a receipt. It happened a couple days ago, and I didn't bring it with me. I'm not going to bring old food with me. You know?
I know, but still, dude, listen. Because if you start that argument with somebody, you got to finish it. And a lot of the times, you know, if you start that attitude of, you know, you guys effed up that meal, and they say, no, we didn't. You got to step it up. They step it up. You step it up. They step it up. And then LAPD steps in.
No. You just say,
I've seen it happen.
No, I know. I mean, maybe they defeat you and you walk out. Then you go, you know, it's just an idea.
Right. All right, buddy.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
I once had a Jack and Mark's taco eating contest with a friend. I ate 13 of those tacos for like $4. And then I also wanted to say that you're a pro-America guy,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
I am, too. I love America. And, you know, the fact that food is so cheap in this country is a huge sociological triumph. I mean, when you look at all through history, people have to work all day just to get a little bit of food in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And now in this country, even if you make minimum wage, even if you're down the street, you don't have a job. You just can hold your hand up for 10 minutes, and you can eat a big burger at Carl's Jr. To me, I'm like, that's the sign of societal success.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree with you. I'm a big fan of this country. I root for this country in the Olympics, in wars, in science,
exactly.
In, you know, in everything. I'm a big fan of this country. I never...
You know, even for the person that makes the least money you possibly make, they can still eat a meal for like 5 minutes worth of work. I mean,
And they can eat a hot meal. I mean, if you want to even take it a step down, you can go to Costco or one of these, big warehouses and get yourself literally, I think it's like 42 or 45 of those, what is it called, noodles, noodle roni or cup of noodles or top ramen.
Yeah.
And you can eat for, I think it's like 19 or 29 cents.
Yeah. What do you want out of it?
Well, you know, this is also,
society?
That's why when you walk around, you know, when you drive around, you see homeless people in this country. A lot of them are overweight.
I know. I once read a book a long time ago. It was a guy that immigrated from India, and he was talking to a friend of his that still lived in India. And his friend said, yeah, I want to come to America because I want to live in a country where even the poor people are fat.
Yeah, right. All right, so nice talking with you, dude.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, there he goes, man. Aaron in that Atwater Village. That's a cool dude. All right, how to save yourself some dough, man. We have to take a break. We can continue. We can keep going? All right, fantastic. Save yourself some money at these fast food joints. Tiffany in Hermosa Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Okay, so my Starbucks little trip or tip is I used to work there. We used to have a lot of customers come in that would, say, on a Monday, come in and order a venti cup of coffee, and they'd get it double cupped. The next day, they'd come in with that second cup, and they'd ask for a refill. We have 50-cent refills at Starbucks.
Right.
So you're saving yourself a nice little chunk of change. It's $1.80 for a venti cup of coffee, and if you get a refill, it's 50 cents.
Oh, I see. But you could keep doing that every day then, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You could still use that dirty cup.
Oh,
normally, they won't argue with it. Some of them are kind of sticklers.
Yeah. I had, at the Starbucks over in Westwood, I was there with a friend of mine, this is a couple of years ago, and a homeless guy came up and said, hey, he says, for $25, I'll take you in the bushes and perform oral on you. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to read the Times with my buddy, but thanks for the offer, buddy.
Fantastic.
All right, thanks for calling.
That's great.
All right, thanks, Tiffany.
Thank you.
All right, that's another tip for you if you're into that Starbucks in Westwood, man. That's the way to hook up. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Save yourself some money at these fast food joints. Let's talk to Jason in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hey, so I used to work at In-N-Out back in high school.
Right.
And in the training, it never really happened to me in doing it, but if you go through the drive-thru, and since everything's made to order, if you tell them that you forgot your wallet,
right,
they give it to you for free.
Yeah, that's what we heard. Some other guy called up and gave us that tip.
Oh, well, you know, your phone screen, it didn't do a job.
Well, we didn't take it from a person who worked there, so I guess it's sort of confirmation.
And yeah. Jason, I was trying to let you do a testimonial. I don't go to your job and show you how to fry the fries.
Hey, I was just giving you a hard time anyway. I have a huge smile on my face. Harry and Esther Snyder, the founders, are like really like, well, Esther just died and Harry died a while ago, but they're really like godly people too, so they're all down about the cause.
And it has that Christian saying on the cup, or that
number. Yeah, the Bible verse.
Yeah, the Bible. Are you a Christian or Catholic?
I was raised Catholic, but I'm a Christian.
Yeah. All right, my brother. All right, you got to get back into Catholicism, man.
My dad's actually a deacon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy Christ. What kind of a strict upbringing did you have?
Not really, no. My parents are actually really, really down-to-earth, level-headed people. They encourage me to pursue my faith in the way that I seem fit, and don't judge me for it. That's a whole different topic, though.
Yeah, well, wait till you smoke pot in your dad's couch and
see. And I've done that, man.
Yeah, see how much patience he has for that move.
Trust me, I'm not even kidding. Been there, done that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man! I got to move into your house. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, man. All right, there he goes, man. Jason in Newport Beach. Speaking of fast food, I'm watching a commercial right now. America's favorite pizza. I believe it's Pizza Hut. Yeah, it looks like it's Pizza Hut. And that's the pizza where they have the cheese in the crust.
Stuffed crust pizza.
Stuffed crust pizza, man. Holy Christ. I saw something the other day. I can't remember what restaurant this was at, but it was churros. And you think, well, churros are probably unhealthy as they are. And it was stuffed.
That's a Jack in the Box. I got those the other day. They're so good.
It's stuffed with cinnamon and sugar?
It's stuffed with like this cinnamon sugar paste. It's the best thing I've ever had.
Jesus Christ.
It's so good. It's the best stoner food I've had at Jack in the Box this year.
I understand stuffed peppers, but try to stuff churros, man, with something,
you gotta get them.
Something else that's unhealthy.
And it's like
boy,
five
oh
of them for a buck. It's the cheapest, best stoner food you can buy right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think once you start stuffing churros, that your veins end up looking like churros. All right, let's talk to how about Randy in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Not too much. Hey, I love your show. Your dad's fantastic. Love him.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Hey, what I do is go to any of the fast food restaurants. You go through the drive-thru, order the biggest sandwich they have. You get it, drive around back, eat about half of it, and then go in, take it inside and tell them, hey, this isn't what I wanted, or this is cold.
Hmm.
And you, they'll switch it out for whatever it is that you want. And you get a sandwich and a half for the price of one.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. It seems like a trick where we could have been doing this radio show in 1968 and gotten that call. Yeah, eat half of it, then you say it sucks, not what you ordered, and boom, got yourself a new one.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
I guess not. All right. Keith and Chino, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How much, dude?
What I used to do is, it's not so much with a fast food, but it's for gas. This was years ago. Someone was paying cash, so what you do is, it's a two-man job. You walk in, and you have a guy standing inside the store, and the other guy will press the thing, and then the other guy would go and say, can I get change from that one? And then you get the money and just bust out and leave.
And nobody's on to that?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know,
who do they get working at these gas stations where that guy's not on to you?
And most of the time you get the guys with the RVs and stuff like that.
Right.
And then you just do it. And then, you know, you kind of occupy him and you press that button. He thinks it's stopping. You other guy runs in there and then just get change from it and you're good to go.
So you're teaming this guy.
Yeah, that's it.
God almighty. You know, a friend of mine taught me how to do this, and I wasn't proud of it, and I only did it a few times and always gave the money back to the guy, unless they wouldn't take it, then I just kept it. But a way to quick change. You ever quick change anybody?
I personally never have.
Do you know how to do it?
I've heard about it.
Here's how you do it. Here's a quick tip for you. You have 9 $1 bills, right? And you give the guy, you go, hey, listen, can I get a 10 for these 9 $1 bills? And you give the guy 9 $1 bills, he gives you a 10. He counts the bills, and he goes, wait a minute, there's only 9 here. You take them back, you have another $1 bill in your palm, and you go, wait, no, there's 10 here. And you count them out again. You go, no, there's 10. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you go, you know what, just screw it. Here, just take the 10 and the 10 ones and give me a 20. And
got it.
It does work. But, you know, if you feel like an a-hole like me afterwards, you always like say, ah, dude, I just juked you here. Let me give the money back. But once I did this at a gas station, and the guy's like, no, dude, I'm even here in the drawer. I'm cool. I said, no,
Jesus,
I just took 10 bucks from you. He's like, no, dude, not me. You didn't take 10 bucks from anybody here. And so long. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, man.
Take it easy.
All right, there you go, Keith. All right. Let's talk to Luke in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1.
Timmy.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, doing okay. If you go to Del Taco, they give you fries and a medium cup, like the drink. So when you're done with your fries, you can turn the cup over and put some tape on it and get a drink.
So you're putting...
Fill it up with soda.
So you're putting the soda in the same cup that your fries were in?
Yeah.
Well, dude, that's where you are, Luke. I mean, that's where you are. I mean... you know, if you don't mind that oil sheen on top of your soda, and that's where you are in life, I don't judge you. That's a real tough putt, though, on a date, you know? Hey, baby, once you're done with those fries, I can get you a soda. So let's go. Come on. Step to it. We got a free movie to get into. I'm going to open up that fire exit, and we're all going to run in. Let's talk to Greg and Saugus. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. What's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I don't have any elaborate scams like these other guys, but I would go to a pizza joint, and Roundtable was my favorite. But anyway, I'd go to Papa John's, and if you say you have AAA, they give you 30% off your entire order.
Papa John's?
Yeah.
Is that right?
By mentioning AAA, you get 30% off. That's a great deal.
That is a great deal. I tried that at Fatburger. They give you 10% off, and the guy said, I said, hey, I see a AAA discount. He goes, yeah, 10% off. I said, I got AAA. And he goes, can I see it? I'm like, oh, you don't believe me. Right. So I gave the guy my AAA card, and he looks at it, and he goes, Tim Conway Jr. He goes, do you do a radio show? And I'm like, yeah. And he says, how's it going over there? I said, well, I'm using a AAA card to get 10 cents off on a burger. How do you think it's going? Let's talk to George in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Timmy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, I got one with the gift cards that they have at any of the fast food joints.
Right.
All right, look, you grab one. They usually have them laying outside by the front counter, right?
Right.
You grab one, and then you just walk around, come back, and then buy one for, let's say, for $5, right?
Right.
And then the girl will swipe it, and then they'll give you a receipt with a card and whatnot, and then you come back 5 minutes later, and you buy something along with your receipt. And but you have one laying outside, right? The one that you grabbed previously, which doesn't have anything on it. And then she'll be like, "Oh, you don't have anything on it. Well, I just paid for it right now, you know."
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and you had $5 fee worth of food.
I see. All right, man. I tell you, this is the smartest. These are the smartest criminals who listen to the station. They really are the smartest group in the or the dumbest group. You know, most of us will probably end up going to jail for what we do. Hey, buddy, that's a great move. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, man. George, everybody's taken. Everybody's on the scam, man. This station is great. This is the home of how to get by. I mean, if you're talking about street smarts, this is the station to listen to. I mean, you know, there might be some other stations that have more guys with degrees and MBAs and, you know, doctorates and all that stuff. But if you want your street smarts, man, this is the station. These guys, a lot of these guys listen to the station. Grew up on the streets, grew up, the school of hard knocks. Or had a dad that that taught him a couple of secrets to life. So it's always an interesting audience. It really is fun to do this every night, knowing that everybody out there is got all their lessons from the streets. All right, at 9 o'clock, we do the news with Gina Grad every night. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Howard Dean's little slip-up when describing the Republican Party and Donald Trump comes to Ed McMahon's rescue. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Look at that. All right, right now it's David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 perks of being an all-star. Good list tonight?
It's all-star comedy! Listen to number three!
All right, number three, the top 10 perks of being an all-star. Jesus Christ. That must be some list tonight, huh?
It's hosted by Jared, Derek Jeter! He's so funny. He gets a celebrity to read the top 10.
I can't wait to hear it. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. They've got a pill. Won't you like them whether they're plain or they're stuffed? Oh, yeah. Better face the facts. It seems you can't get enough. You know you're going. Face it, you're addicted to spuds. Your greasy hands, your salty lips. Looks like you found the chips. Your belly aches, your teeth grind. Some tater tots would blow your mind. And you don't mind if they're not cooked. You need your fix. I guess you're hooked. And late at night always dream of bacon bits and sour cream. Oh, you like them even if they're lumpy or tough. Oh, yeah. Whee, it's pretty obvious to me. You can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to